The Federal IT Reform Act, FITARA, is closer than ever to becoming law. House and Senate Armed Services Committee members approved the inclusion of FITARA in the defense authorization bill. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here to discuss the FITARA provision in more detail. And Jason, you have a conversation with Congressman Jerry Connolly online at federalnewsradio.com. I commend that to people who have not heard it yet to hear your conversation with him word for word. But he talks in this conversation that you had with him about CIO authorities, and this is something that we've gone back and forth about a lot in the past years. What's the detail that is in the actual legislation that appears now will become law?
Right. These are major changes for federal CIOs. And let's be clear here, this is only for civilian agency CIOs. Mm-hmm. So that's where those major changes are. Mm-hmm. So everyone but the Defense Department. And basically what FITARA, these provisions in the Defense Authorization Bill, calls for is for CIOs to quote unquote play a significant role in the decision processes for all annual and multi-year planning, programming, budgeting, and execution decisions related to IT. This includes both the management, the governance, and the oversight processes. The other thing it does is it requires the CIO to have approval, to basically give their approval for the IT budget requests before sending it to OMB, and for any reprogramming requests for IT programs as well. So they're giving CIOs much more responsibility and authority over the IT budget. So again, this doesn't go back to what VA has, for instance, which is ultimate authority over all IT.
Right.
But it does give them, before you make this change, you must tell your CIO, which mm-hmm. is a huge step compared to what they do now, which is we talk about shadow IT,
yep.
or we talk a lot about, you know, IT in the CFO world or the acquisition world that the CIO doesn't have any insight into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is might turn out to be a case of be careful what you ask for, because CIOs have wanted this kind of autonomy and authority for a long time. Now it appears they're going to get it, and it will be interesting to see whether they'll be able to make the kind of impact they want to. I do see the irony, I hope you do too, in the fact that an add-on to the National Defense Authorization Act doesn't apply to the Defense Department's Chief Information Officer. What is the deal with that?
Well, this is one of the issues that was holding up FITARA in the Senate, because Senator Carl Levin, who is the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, was unclear if this should apply to DOD or not. So mm-hmm. they reached a compromise. And what we've talked about over the last year or so actually happened. They're merging the DOD CIO role, the DOD Performance Improvement Officer role, and the DOD Deputy Chief Management Officer role into a new position. And they're calling it the Undersecretary of Defense for Business Management and Information. Now, DOD has to have this person in place no later than February 1st, 2017.
Okay.
So they have a good almost two years, or I guess a year and a couple months to get it set up. But this is a major change. So if you think about the DOD CIO role, first, it was an assistant secretary position for something called NII, Network Information and Infrastructure, or something like that. I'm sure somebody, Jared Serbu, will probably be correcting me right now. And then they took that away. So now they just said, we'll just have a regular CIO. Well, now they're taking the CIO and merging it into this new broader position, an undersecretary position. So they're giving it more power, but they're also taking out just the role of the CIO.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a major change to the DOD program.
I find that interesting too, because I expected when that was first proposed a number of years ago that people who did those jobs would not be crazy about the merging of the CIO and the DCMO job. And I was surprised that Beth McGrath, who was the last person to hold the DCMO job permanently, said, no, this is a great idea. This should happen. And it appears now that it will.
And I think part of the reason why is because so much effort is around business systems,
mm-hmm.
and you need that dual authority of how to get business standards. The CIO can't say, no, these are the business standards, but a management officer or deputy chief management officer actually can,
mm-hmm.
especially if that person who will answers directly to the deputy secretary of defense. That gives them a little more, a little bigger bully pulpit, a little
yeah.
more power to enforce the rules.
Yeah, if you know that the person that's telling you or advising you to do something reports to Bob Work, it probably carries a little bit of oomph.
Yeah, just a little bit. You don't want to get on his bad
exactly
side.
Exactly right.
The other piece that's interesting about the DOD change is I think they're realizing this does not apply necessarily to national security systems,
mm-hmm.
and this does not necessarily apply to if the Army has a specific Army mission-specific system. But because the DOD business systems are so many of them, and they're so widespread, and they've been criticized time and again of not getting under these systems under control, I think that's why they moved in this direction.
It appears this will be a huge change, as we've discussed, as we've been covering the run-up to this, for agency CIOs. But it will be, I think, a big change all across the C-suite at agencies, won't it?
In some ways it will be, because now there's more of an answering to the CIO. Now it's not just, well, I'll just do that on my own. It's, oh, well, I have to, by law, to ask the CIO for permission to spend this money on this IT program. Mm-hmm. And there's very little that I think any agency does in any of the C-suites that does not include IT. You may say, well, my financial system's my business. Well, but it's a system. Mm-hmm. And if you want to upgrade the software to that system, you need permission now.
Well, and it brings one place, it brings all of these discussions about what the holistic enterprise looks like to one place, so that the CIO can say, well, here's a reason why we might want to do this in this direction because of something else that's going on over here, and that's not happening.
And
right,
it also
now
goes back to the cyber problems, because if you can't control the technology, you can't also control how safe it is, and you're opening yourself up to bigger problems.